Does the public see the effect of these budget cuts?
Absolutely. Our studies have shown that across the state we're seeing longer delays, longer time for cases to get resolved. And these are cases that involve people and businesses and are important to how the society and how the economy works. So these delays are bad things for everyone.
I would think that there are three separate categories involved. One is criminal law, one is family law, and one would be commercial law. Now, the public probably doesn't care if two fighting corporations take forever to settle a case. But if they're involved in a custody fight, they may be very concerned. And a criminal case, the public certainly wants it settled one way or another.
Well, absolutely, Mike. In terms of criminal cases, what we see are longer delays in terms of getting cases to trial, and also longer delays often while people are waiting in jail. And many of these people are innocent, and many of them are people who, once a case is resolved, are released, or they get time served or something like that. So the people should care, the public should care about that. In terms of family court cases, yes, these are very emotional, difficult cases for families to go through. And the longer it gets dragged out in court, the longer it takes to stop the family court proceedings, move on with their lives. In terms of the commercial cases, people should care about those because, you know, we talk about the economy, we talk about job creation, things like that. Businesses need their legal disputes resolved quickly and efficiently. The longer they drag on, the more money goes into their litigation costs, the less is available to create jobs and to do other things that are good for the economy. So we should care regardless of what type of case it is. Society should care and should want to see these cases resolved quickly and efficiently.
How much difference does it make to the practice of law?
Well, it does make a difference because, you know, one of the things that clients want is your assurance that the case will be handled quickly and expeditiously. And if you have to sit down and tell a client, whereas you used to say, well, this will take about a year from beginning to end to resolve, now you're telling them this is going to take about 2 years or longer. It'll take us more than a year to get on a trial calendar. So that's something lawyers care about. We want our clients' matters to be handled very expeditiously.
Does the public actually believe any of this?
Well, I think they should. I mean, this is a study that we've done across the state. We're seeing very consistent effects across the state. I think one of the things that we're trying to highlight is when we talk about bad economy, when we talk about the government having less money to do things with, that's all fine and good, but we need to understand that defunding the courts or underfunding the courts has a real impact on everyone's lives, as you mentioned, whether it's a family court case, a criminal case, or a civil case. It's eventually going to affect you, whether you have a case yourself pending or you care about someone who has a case pending. It's going to affect you. So we need to understand that when we make the budget decisions about where the money is going to go and what we're going to do with the courts.
What does this year's, the state budget for the year starting April 1st, look like?
Well, over the last 4 years, the courts have been hit hard. They had very, very flat budgeting for about 3 years, meaning their budget was not going up while their caseloads were going up and their costs were going up. I mean, they have contracts with court employees and the security for courts, and they have heating costs like everybody else. So all of those things were rising, but the government was giving them no more money to do that. Last year, they saw a very significant decrease. They had a budget cut of over $170 million.
Here on You and the Law today, Vincent E. Doyle III, the president of the New York State Bar Association, has been here talking about the fiscal problems of New York courts. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.